Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the new city forester for the city of Jamestown. We have Eric Labor joining us, and Eric, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, thank you for taking some time and joining us. New to the position, but we're excited to talk a little bit about you and maybe some of the ideas you have for city forestry coming up in the near future or even in the next few years. But Eric, real quick, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up and where you went to school and how you found yourself in the city forester position?
All right. So I was born and raised in Jamestown, North Dakota here. I went to Pingree for high school, and then I went to NDSU for horticulture. Had a little bit of time in between NDSU and here, but the position opened up here, and I wanted to have a job that made a difference here, and it was in my field, so here I am.
That's awesome. So did you always have like an interest in horticulture, obviously focusing in on that? Was that kind of like where you were always thinking of working in or finding a job in horticulture then?
Oh yeah. Horticulture, agriculture, anything that's got to do with plants here. I love plants.
So. Awesome. Very cool. That's so cool. And of course to get to work back in your community and give back. And like you said, make a difference. I'm sure you appreciate being back home, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who are excited for you to have you as the city forester in Jamestown. So Eric, how long have you been city forester now? It's been a few weeks now, hasn't it?
June 3rd.
June 3rd
was when I started.
Gosh, so. It's been almost like less than 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But anyway, we're excited to have you. And there's a lot of things that you're already seeing that you would like to kind of tell our listeners a little bit about as far as, you know, ordinance things go. But that's kind of what you're seeing in your first few days here as a city forester, right?
Correct. So pretty soon here, we're going to be checking for Dutch elm disease and probably sending out a few letters, letting homeowners know that they have those and that they need to be removed.
Okay.
On that note, we'll want to make sure to remind everybody that transporting any elm wood, infected elm wood, is against city code, city ordinance.
Okay.
So don't do that. And if you do, it has to be debarked.
Got it. Okay.
We'd rather have you not transport it at all.
Right.
Same goes with keep an eye out for ashwood. You want to make sure you debark that because emerald ash borer is coming. I believe that they have it in Fargo now.
I think that's where I've seen it as well. Yeah.
So we got to kind of be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
As far as ordinance things goes, we want to make sure that our bushes on the sidewalks and whatnot are all trimmed back. There's not supposed to be anything overhanging the sidewalk.
Okay.
Trees need to be limbed up 13 feet over the street and 8 feet over sidewalks. And like I said, the bushes, you know, you want pedestrian flow and you want to be able to see when you're at the corner, no traffic
right.
Obstructions. So
yeah, it's all about the safety of it all. Like
yep.
you want the people safe, the motorists safe. So it's not just to look good, but it's also for the safety factors of
yep.
it. Again, Eric Labor joining us right now and Let's Talk About It, the new city forester for the city of Jamestown. So as far as these ordinances and stuff go, Eric, some people may be like, well, I don't know if, you know, this tree is infected with Dutch elm, or I don't know if with emerald ash borer. They're more than free to contact you and you'll come out and check it out for them, right?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at 252-5900. That's the City Hall phone number, and just ask for Eric. And then I have an email too that's elabor@jamestownnd.gov.
Perfect.
You can email me on there and I'll get back to you as well.
Yeah, and he did, because here we are on Let's Talk About It right now. So reach out to Eric if you have any questions or you want to get him out to your property or anything like that. Again, that number 252-5900 or elabor@jamestownnd.gov. Eric, as far as projects go in the next couple of weeks, months, or maybe even the next year, is there anything that that your focus is on coming up here real soon?
So we've got a project probably going on at the Civic Center in the next year or so here, kind of redoing some of the landscaping there and adding a couple trees.
Okay.
You may have noticed on the north side, they took a couple trees out recently. And then last year, actually, we got a project going just west of the Civic Center right next to the train tracks there. They had a community orchard project.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to getting that kind of going. There's going to be an educational component to that, too.
Yeah.
And that was funded by a grant which I believe was through the Department of Agriculture.
Awesome. So, very cool.
Looking forward to working on that.
Awesome. Very cool. And we're looking forward to it too, of course. City Forester, we're just so glad to have you with us and helping to make the community a better place. Again, Eric Labor, the new City Forester for the City of Jamestown, the person to contact if you have any questions about any of those things, those ordinances, like he pointed out, or maybe some of these projects, if you want to help him out, I'm sure he'd appreciate that too. Eric, anything else about being City Forester, about these projects, or about any ordinances that you want to throw out there before we wrap up?
I'm just excited to be here, and everyone's been very welcoming, and I look forward to being the City Forester here.
Awesome. Perfect. Again, if you need to contact him, his number 252-5900. You just ask for Eric Labor. And Eric, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.